Wake Up with Jim and Sab is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I slow down,
Wake Up with Jim podcast. For this episode, I'm gonna share some of my some health tips.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, but before that, magbibigay ako ng mga notes, alright, usual. So medyo wala lang pod with a little direction.
Okay.
And again, if you're listening to this and you don't want to listen to us ramble and the title misled you, sorry ka na lang. You went to the wrong podcast.
Yeah.
But anyway, mag-share ako ng mga health shit later. But before that, some notes. Number one, do you know that in SM North, do you know that in SM North, when you buy 700 peso tickets, okay, for a movie, in the IMAX, it does not come with free popcorn.
Comes with free nuggets.
It comes with free nuggets. In what world?
That's pretty wild.
Parang grabe naman yun. Like, come on, guys. Like, really?
How many pieces?
Siguro may excess. Siguro sila ng nuggets. Siguro nag-over-ordering yung branch manager or something. Parang kailangan natin ubusin yung nuggets, guys.
That's a business owner, though. Isn't that smart?
It's not smart. You know why? It's short-term thinking.
It pisses off your customer base.
Kasi next time, we'd be like, where do we want? Where sometime ano ng IMAX? Kung saan may popcorn, di ba?
Kasi kung magbabayad ka ng 700, siguro bigyan mo na yung popcorn. Bigyan mo na yung popcorn.
Parang we always talk about margins here, right? Like parang ano nung pakikitaan mo doon? Like parang man, alam ko kailangan niyo ubusin yung nuggets. Bigyan niyo na sa pamilya niyo.
Anong cost ng popcorn? Seryoso?
Benta mo dyan. Employees, all SM employees, nuggets.
Diba? Baka naman that was just a special case. Is that the norm? Baka it was like
we watched Oppenheimer.
Baka it was just a certain day na ganun? I don't know. Correct us if we're wrong. I hope we're wrong because please, that is sacrilegious.
Again, please share this on Instagram story, tag us and let us know if kayo rin na nugget attack ng
At saka isa pa Jim. Kung magbabay ka ng 700 sa IMAX, tapos may eto sa SM North ha.
Ay, oh, yeah.
Bakit kayo may snack bar kayo sa loob ng IMAX na walang popcorn?
Labo.
Tapos kailangan mo pumila sa common snack bar na ano ba, parang akala ko nabayad ako ng IMAX parang dito ako sa IMAX lounge, di ba? Parang may bayad ng first class pero papila ka pa rin dun sa ano. Kasi mahal yung ticket, di ba? Tapos yung snack bar dun parang walang laman. Nuggets
walang
lang.
Walang laman. Libreng nuggets.
Parang, at least man lang, gets ko kung hindi ko magana yung popcorn machine doon, okay, fine. Pero, at least have ready popcorn there na pwedeng i-claim.
Yeah. Parang prepare that.
Siguro lang,
hindi naman mahirap, guys. Siguro, like, parang just get fucking popcorn and then put it there in the other room.
This comes from us watching Oppenheimer there. Sobrang daming tao. It was a holiday. Big mistake as, what's her name? Julia Roberts says in Pretty Woman. I don't know why I had to say it. Big mistake. Huge. What we did.
Huge.
Huge. Jackman. Labo. Huge grant. Joke. So we bought our tickets. Ang haba ng pila. And then,
by the way, this podcast was sponsored by Ayala Cinemas.
Wish it were, but no. And then after namin pumila ng mahaba for the tickets, pumila pa ulit kami sa snack bar. Not kidding you, like sobrang tagal namin pumila for the popcorn.
Ah, yeah.
It was pretty wild. It was very inefficient.
Kasi again,
salamat na lang na ako wala akong.
To clarify, ha, we're not complaining na maraming tao and we had to line up. We're complaining na there's a premium. You pay what? 300 pesos more per ticket to watch IMAX and they have a freaking lounge, man. May lounge for IMAX and yun nga, walang kwenta. There may mga sofa. Tapos parang nakakainis pa yung guard, sobrang strict, right? Like yung IMAX ba yan? Huh? Ha? Di ha? Ba? IMAX ka ba? Hindi naman. Hindi ka IMAX? Ah, PI ka.
Hindi naman.
Anyway.
Pero ano yung...
Okay.
Sige, go.
Ito, I wrote this. Can someone please tell Jimmy Fallon
what?
To shut the fuck up?
Why?
He's so freaking annoying.
Aw, you know, I feel like no...
I loved him before in SNL.
I feel like no talk show host can win anymore. Everybody hates all talk show hosts.
Oh, dude. If Conan was still doing it.
I love Conan.
Because Fallon, because he's like so... like...
giggly.
Not even that.
Fake giggly.
Fake... so fake. Fake.
Maybe he's just nice.
No.
You think he's not listening?
That guy's surely an asshole.
Really? I don't see it.
Kimmel, I love. Kimmel is so cool. Fallon, because he's like so annoying. He look, parang mukha siya talagang ano, social climber.
People pleaser.
It's fine to be a people
pleaser.
For me, it's fine. It's for me to be a people pleaser, but he's a social climber.
People hate Jimmy Fallon and James Corden. I don't get
see,
the
Gordon,
hate.
Gordon?
Corden.
Corden?
Gordon. See, this James Gordon? See, Batman ba yun? Jimmy Gordon?
See, ano ba?
Corden? James Corgi. James Corden.
Well, see, Corden, minsan, I do also want to say, like, can you shut up? Like,
oh, I don't.
Stop
I
singing so loud.
Man. Why? I like him singing.
And then it's cute naman. Funny naman. I mean, yeah, he's not as annoying as Fallon. Kasi, like, it keeps popping up on my feed, eh. Parang yung, the fake laughing, and, like, parang, such a loser. And then, parang...
what if it's not fake?
It's obviously fake. Siya yung tipong ano, parang, alam mo yun, parang, I could imagine him, like, at a party, like, you know, talagang very selective kung sino siya mag-socialize. You know how there are people like that, or just really like that, na parang they have a, parang, oh, sikat to, so ganito yung energy ko. Seriously.
But that's good networking.
And ako sabi, one thing that I'm really so happy that, you know, that nawala na yun sa lives natin is when we used to fucking go to all those
events
mo na puro mga andaming mga Jimmy Fallon talaga. Grabe. Yung mga talagang ano, parang
you know, if I were a talk show host, I would never go to events. Kasi sobrang drained na yung social battery ko during the talk show.
Okay.
Imagine their job, like having to... I mean, it's good for someone who's an extrovert, right?
Yeah.
Na parang every night you have to meet someone new.
Ah, that's cool. Kasi you're doing it naman. Ako naman kasi there's you're being paid. You know, it's a job. That's okay.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't go to parties. Kasi yeah. Like parang... kota na ako. Ayoko nang kumausap ng bagong tao.
Well, iba namang level yun. Pero yung point ko is, yung kwento ko nga din sa'yo, may mga tao talagang, ano, talagang...
it's draining. It's exhausting.
They don't even look at you.
It's exhausting.
Parang, they don't look at you. Pero when someone, like, comes along, or at least, parang, ano, parang biglang mag-iiba yung mata. Anyway. Yeah, so yun. Please, someone tell Jimmy Fallon to shut up.
I do not share the
so
same
annoying.
I do not share the same hate because I get it. I get the annoying, you know, pero parang I don't think they deserve the hate that they get.
Well, hate eh.
Not from you, but like from other people. Other people kasi really really hate, especially James Corden, like as in they hate him with a passion.
Yun hindi ko like, gets. Hindi ko naman gets yun.
Maybe I haven't seen enough to not like him.
Oh, no, he's okay. He's okay.
He's okay, right?
He's funny. Like, I mean, not super funny. He's just... like,
he's just a person.
Well, this, even that story of them trying to cancel him, man, nakakainis.
Bakit ulit?
Nagalit siya sa restaurant that served his wife
something
eggs.
Na-allergic
yung wife niya.
Yeah.
Kung pumitik siya, so what? Huh. Tangina.
Ah, parang kung dinefendan
sorry, lakas talaga ng kape ah. Sorry, the past two episodes medyo mamura ako. Lakas ng which I love, type A, love.
Yeah.
Hey guys. Anyway, Okay, health.
Health.
Okay. Now, why do I want to talk about this? Or what? Because this is what I'm currently
dealing with.
Deep diving. Okay. So, I got this book by Peter Attia, okay, who is known as the longevity expert, which he says, like, oh, I hate that term. Anyway.
I should deep dive on this guy.
Yeah. And so he's in pala siya. So he's like legit doctor, na like a surgeon. Mm. Basically, he was a surgeon for people who, parang basically, he was battling, he was a cancer doctor.
Okay. Peter Attia.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then he decided to quit. Or not quit, parang he wanted to change his practice na. Mm. Because for the longest time, he was practicing what he calls medicine 2.0, which is reactive. Mm. When someone gets sick, you treat them, you give them drugs.
What's medicine 1.0?
It's the parang more guessing.
Oh, okay.
Parang, so it's the evolution, basically. Mm. And he's a proponent of, let's push na the boundaries to medicine 3.0. Mm. Now, let's be proactive. Now, before people get sick, let's treat.
Yeah.
And then, ang ganda ng mga point niya eh. Parang haba nga ng book at medyo nakakaantok eh. Pero,
I want to read that now.
Yung point is, sinasabi niya na, ngayon, the healthcare system, medicine, pharma, everything, honestly, does not support that yet. Patreon, Podtron, ano ba yun? We keep talking about jimandsab.com. Well, what is it? It's our little community that we built with our generous and kind-hearted pod kids. And together, we've been able to raise funds to assist our heroes of the month. Ano ba yung heroes of the month? Well, each month we choose 2 to 3 beneficiaries to donate all subscriptions. Our heroes are families with children who have special needs. And we work in close partnership with Cerebral Palsy and Epilepsy Family Awareness Support Group Philippines. They provide assistance to families who are dedicated to their children's developmental progress through their normalized feeding program and other workshops held online and in person. For just $5 or 250 pesos a month, you get access to these. Group life coaching sessions with Sab, private Instagram live streams na sobrang labo with the kids, and live pod recordings for Wake Up with Jim and Sab, and the new one, Gym Class. It's my living longer webinars that I plan to do every month. So it will, you know, basically it'll give me a chance to talk about all my hanash about wellness, health and wellness and fitness. So yun, hope you guys can support. And to all our current Podtrons, we love you. Kasi kunwari,
of course, because they would lose money.
No. Actually, technically, hindi naman ganun yung book niya na parang I'm against the system. Mm-hmm. Hindi naman ganun. What he's saying is, right now, it's not set up that way. Kasi mm-hmm. pharma could still earn. If let's say pharma can come up with a drug that can be proactive, mm-hmm. right? Then yeah. That's still something.
Yeah.
So anyway, sinasabi niya na if you do become proactive, let's say insurance companies, mm-hmm. they don't pay for therapies.
No.
Na that are preventive, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can't reimburse or have it covered na I'm gonna take a diet. I need to see a nutritionist, yeah. Right?
Mm.
So yun yung whole point of medicine 3.0. And ang point is, there is this Greek figure,
mm-hmm.
I forget his name, like along the line, Theolonus, something like Prometheus. Not Prometheus.
Jay-Z?
No.
Kanye West?
Dewek Wamsi.
Greek
god Dewek Wamsi. This Greek figure or something.
Tom Holland.
He asked for eternal life. Mm. And he was given eternal life, but he didn't ask for eternal youth. So yung point nito is parang there's a major difference between what is this? Grabe, I'm doing this all on the fly.
I know. You're more interesting than any ebook I've audio book.
My hand is up for a high five.
High five. I thought it was like a wait. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's health span and lifespan. So parang ang point is na
What's the point of living long if hindi siya quality of
yes,
life?
Yes, yun yung point. Yun yung so from medicine 3.0 and then having this mindset na everyone's gonna die. We're not this is not the business of like Prometheus nga na parang what Guy Pearce was trying to do with eternal life and whatever. It's about
love Prometheus.
Delaying the chronic diseases that come with aging.
Mm.
So parang yun nga, living parang instead of parang I like that concept, no? Na parang at 70 you can still run. Mm-hmm. You can still run with your grandkids,
yeah,
right?
Oh.
Yeah, parang I like that concept.
Like that.
And that therefore it has centered and grounded me on how I want to pursue yung fitness goals ko, yeah, yung diet goals ko. Yeah. Ganun na yung direction ko. Yeah. Right? So yun. Now, just a few things that I've been wanting to share with you, and I've been waiting to do it on the podcast because I want you to try it.
Okay.
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 Is
that, did you learn it from that book?
Yeah.
Yung dinedrink mo sa gabi?
No.
Ah, okay. Iba pa to. Ibang hanash pa. Ang dami kasi cannot keep track.
Grabe. Dami kong hanash.
Okay, sige, go. Tell me.
So, I'm gonna share a bunch of hanash. Again, I didn't prepare.
You can put it on the bit.ly/podkidsafterparty group.
Okay. So, of course, the natics, obviously. So, what I'm doing is I'm gonna share...
Outlive natics. Atiya natics.
So, of course, yun nga, yung diet.
Mm.
The diet is like, that's medicine. So even if like you spending more for vegetables, you can go to isabels.ph if you want. Anyway, spending more, it's more expensive, but just think of it as like instead of paying for medicine,
yeah,
having that mindset is a big deal. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, aerobic fitness. Because apparently fitness is the ultimate, exercise is the ultimate drug. No drug, absolutely no drug can match the positive benefits of exercise.
Oh, I believe that.
Parang 50% yung increase of something, longevity, I don't know. Feeling doctor na naman.
You know, I feel like doctors could sell exercise better.
Yun, exactly. Ito nga. So, now, ito yung gusto kong what I want you to, and I, to really focus on.
Okay.
And I really believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's called VO2 max.
I know, you keep talking about this. I haven't exercised in a week, so I'm excited. Nga. I'm gonna exercise later.
Yun, pero here's the thing. Mm. Yung VO2 max is the amount of oxygen that your body can take when you're stressed.
VO2 max is the amount of oxygen that your body can take when it's stressed.
Yeah, you know how like when people do a stress test and they're running?
Yeah.
Tapos may mask.
Mm.
Parang ina pag mataas yung heart rate mo, ganong karaming oxygen ang kayang kunin ng katawan mo.
Okay.
So that is building your VO2 max or making it higher is good for you, right? So parang
because you're oxygenating your brain and your body.
Yes. So parang and you can build that.
Mm.
You can make it higher and higher, right? And the 80% of it, okay, see it as a pyramid. Now your base, which is your VO2. Yeah. Sorry. Look, see it as a pyramid. Yung top yung VO2 max, right?
Mm.
And the way to do it is you have to increase the base.
Mm, which is what?
Yun yung zone 2 training na sinasabi ko sa'yo.
Zone 2 training.
Zone 2 training.
Sounds like a lot of bullshit. I'm just kidding.
Nee,
so Peter, it's, at the theory rin to.
Yeah.
Okay. 60, yung VO2 max.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Marami. This is a fact. And runners know about this.
Okay.
So 65% of your max heart rate. Okay.
Pero again. Pod kids, bring out your pen and your paper. May test mamaya. Okay. No. 65%
of your max heart rate. That's your zone 2.
How do you know what your max heart rate is?
220 minus your age. That's a very, very rough estimate.
220
very, very, minus that's my a age. Very, very rough estimate because there's a margin of 10. I should have been a doctor, no?
Maybe.
I think I should have been a doctor.
I think you would be like a really hot doctor.
I would have been a
man.
Very, very hot doctor.
Magana mag doctor ka, labo.
I think I would have been a very, very cool doctor.
Yeah.
Right?
The salesman doctor. Right? Like, guys, you know, mayroon binibenda ng package actually. Cold plunge ka, tapos yung VO2 max mo, ako na yung mag...
Anyway.
220 minus your age. How old am I? We always get this, no? I stopped counting when I turned 27. What year is it? 2020? Okay, I'm 34. 220 minus 34. 186.
So, kunwari... Anyway, I don't wanna because if you can do this zone 2 training even if you don't have an Apple Watch, a Garmin, or whatever, or a Fitbit.
Okay, okay.
And this is how you do zone 2. Zone 2 is you are on a treadmill or walking or any cycling, any cardio activity that you can do nasal breathing only.
So closed mouth?
No, you don't. Oh, hindi ka nag-inhale through your mouth. And another.
But you can exhale through your mouth.
No. Oh. Yun yung point. Kasi kung kaya mo mag... You're not... Kasi yung point nito is hindi ka dapat mag-exert ng too much effort. It's about longevity. So, it's like 35 minutes of zone 2 training. So, kunwari. So, it's faster than just like walking in a mall. But not fast na you'll hihingalin ka.
You have to open your mouth.
Kasi technically, it... Yung the best way to... In basis nito is you could do a meeting. You could talk to someone on the phone na it's a bit tougher than what how we're talking now, but it's a bit tougher than we're talking now, but it is easy enough for you to
carry on a conversation.
To carry on a conversation,
okay.
And that person on the other line will know that you are working out.
Baka kung anong ibang ginagawa mo.
Yeah, sige, pwede natin ano yung.
Baka may Louis C.K. ganap na dyan. So, medyo wag natin gawin yun.
Anyway. So, yun. That's so, yung the dosage is if you can, work it up na maka at least 2 to 3 35-minute sessions ka in a week.
2 to 3 35-minute na ganun.
Na ganun. It's good kasi...
What if, how do I know na, kuwari, oh, I'm walking slowly, nag-breathe ako through my nose. How do I know if I'm pushing myself enough? Kasi we know not to overdo it because that means that would be if kailangan ko mag-gasp with my mouth. But how do I know if I'm underdoing it?
If you're well, that's where the heart rate monitor comes in.
Yeah. So you want it to be 65% of your max heart rate.
In fairness naman sa Apple Watch, meron ng zone.
And there are more affordable heart rate monitors rin in the market.
Pero ang point is, just start with that if you have no experience in exercising. Parang sa, it's a good way to ano your mood
instead of all out exerting.
Yeah, parang hindi ka mawala ng gana.
This one is going to prolong your what's
it's about parang just the concept is not even about weight loss, it's about making yourself healthier. It's like binibigyan mo ng sarili mo ng gamot.
Yeah.
Quality of life, you're preparing your body for aging. Yun yung point. Yeah. Na parang your heart gets stronger, it makes a difference looking at it as that. It's like taking your vitamins, right?
And no, it's true. one of the most important things we do for Pancho and his development is making sure he's breathing correctly because that's something that no medicine can fix or help him with. It's really bringing oxygen to his brain, therefore really maximizing his potential. So yun yung minimonitor namin is he's breathing properly, he knows how to breathe. So I really believe in this. Thanks for sharing that, Jim.
I have a bunch more pero next na. Kasi we have to meet Pancho's teacher. We gotta go.
Gotta go. Bye, bye guys.
Did you miss out on our latest merch drop last June? The Wake Up with Jim and Zab 5th Anniv shirt is back on Linea Linea for a limited time only. It was designed by our very own pod kid, IE, and is available in black and white. We love it so much, and we know you guys will love it too. Get your orders at bit.ly/wojusanniv shirt. That's W UWJS Aniv shirt, all caps, daming rules, for only $7.99 per shirt. Again, this is only a limited restock. Don't forget to tag us at Wake Up with Jim and Sab on Instagram when you post your selfies. Thanks again for all of your support. Bye!